I want to talk to you about something that may seem a little atypical for you, but it was something I wanted to share with you because I think that we can take comfort in this and we can apply this to many, many areas of your life. Now, do you have a phobia? I don't really know that I do. I'll explore that more in just a moment. I know a number of people who do have phobias. Now, what are phobias? Phobias are an unreasoned fear over something that is perceived as a threat. So a phobia can be literally anything. And the thing that started my wanting to discuss this, I watched a BBC special a few years ago with a therapist, psychiatrist in England, who specializes in phobias. And he was working with a woman who had an unreasoned and horrible fear of birds. This woman, if you saw it, I can't do justice for what this woman experienced. If she saw a picture of a bird, she would start to hyperventilate and shake and cry. If she came, she couldn't go outside. It wasn't that she had acrophobia, was afraid of going outside. It was the fact that there were birds outside, and she was horribly, horribly afraid of birds. The pain this woman felt was palpable. So let me ask you, before I explain how the therapist helped this person, what are some things you fear? And I'm not necessarily out to try and help you with phobias today. However, we can. But what is it something that you're afraid of that you would like to not be afraid of? Something that you are afraid of that you would like to not be afraid of. Believe it or not, something that I am afraid of or was for many, many years is heights, and I'll tell you why. Back when I was in high school with Tammy Boatwright, who's here with us this morning, I was in theater. I did a lot of theater. Didn't play sports. I was the big fat kid that had the big personality, so I was in all the plays, and I directed a lot of the plays, etc. And one of the things that we did often was we moved sets around, and I was allowed out of study hall many times to go in and work on sets and things. So I was on the stage, and we had an area above two bathrooms where we stored props and things like that. It was about 12 feet up, maybe 15. Anyway, we had a 20-foot ladder, so that was no big deal. So I went, got the ladder, propped it up there, and then began to climb up the ladder. I got to the very, very tip top of the ladder, and as I raised my leg to put it on the surface and hoist myself off the ladder, there was no one holding the ladder at the bottom. I had not secured the ladder. It was just an aluminum ladder, and it went whoosh, boom, and it dropped 12 feet or so. I was probably 15 feet up at the time, and I landed on top of the ladder on my hands and knees, and it hurt. It split my pants wide open. Remember, I told you I was very overweight. I mean, it split my pants almost from the front to the back. And I was in pain. And I lay there just wondering how badly I was hurt. You ever done that before? You ever fallen or, you know, and you're like, can I move? Is it safe to move? And it really, really hurt. I was in pain. When I finally got myself together, I got up, walked with my legs very close together and my hoodie tied around my waist to the office and explained that I had fallen off a ladder and needed to go home. They wanted me to go to the nurse's office, of course, but I wanted to go home and change my pants. So I ended up with a fear of heights. Oh my gosh, getting close to the edge of a cliff or something like that, looking down, frightened me to no end. And then I could not sit in window seats in airplanes. I was afraid. I was genuinely afraid of heights. So again, let me ask you, is there anything you're afraid of? And it doesn't have to be something that we're normally afraid of, like spiders or heights or anything like that. And then I finally overcame it. I now, whenever I travel, I insist on being on the highest possible floor. Heights do not really frighten me. My My condo is on the top floor of my building. And I actually sort of enjoy heights. So how did I do it? And how did this psychiatrist help this woman who was afraid of birds? Same way. I did mine a little bit more rapidly. But it's all summarized in a quote from the great Brian Tracy. And that is, do the thing you fear and the death of fear is certain. Let me say that again. Do the thing you fear and the death of fear is certain. One of the things that I've always been afraid of is that I am incompetent when it comes to numbers and finances, etc. I just have this fear. And so I would always hire bookkeepers and accountants and everything to keep track of everything with relative to my business. And then finally, scared out of my mind, thought that I would somehow break the internet or send us all into a paradoxical fall from grace if I tried to do my own bookkeeping. And a few years ago, with my heart pounding, I started using QuickBooks Online. And now it's like, oh, takes me 30 seconds, no big deal. I think there's, as we talked about last week with our Gertrude Stein quote, when you get there, there is no there there. And so you begin to face it. What this therapist did with this woman who was afraid of birds, he got a very large glass Lazy Susan. You know, one of those things that spins? And this thing must have been 6 feet across, right? He sat the woman in a chair on one side and he sat himself in a chair on the other side. And he pulled out one bird feather. And the woman went, ah! She was 6 or 7 feet away from this freaking feather. And she started screaming and like this. And he covered the feather and he had her sit back down. Now the feather was here in front of him, 6 feet away from her. Now remember, the woman has a phobia of birds. He then slowly began to uncover the feather and cover it back up, and uncover the feather and cover it back up, then uncover the feather and cover it back up, until finally he was able to just uncover it, and she was able to sit across the table from this feather that she was scared to death of. I mean, you'd have to see it to fully embrace the fear this poor woman had. Ultimately, he then began to turn the Lazy Susan so that the feather began to move slowly towards her. And as she got upset, he would move it back. And then he would move it a little bit further, and then he would move it back. And it took days, if not weeks, of doing this. And then the takeaway was, it showed her holding a chicken at the end and stroking it. And it's a bird, and she had been scared to death. What did I do? After having been frightened, having fallen off a ladder when I was 17 years old and hurt myself, and that been so traumatic that it made me afraid of airplanes, I skydived. For my 30th birthday, I jumped out of a plane over Yakima, Washington. I did a tandem skydive, and when I jumped out, I want to tell you, I went blind with fear. Blind. The person that I was strapped to. Now remember, you when you skydive with a tandem, I wasn't wearing a parachute. I was wearing an instructor who was wearing a giant parachute. He was strapped to me. And when we jumped out, I started. Now I had learned you're supposed to lean back, bow your chest out, etc., etc., etc. But I flipped out and we rolled and we tumbled and we rolled and we tumbled until he threw out what's called a drone, which looks like a basketball, which caused us to right end up. And then we came down. And when I got down, I was so excited and he was so angry. And you know what I did? I signed up again the next day and I jumped out and I was less scared. And ultimately I became a pilot. The point I'm trying to make is, whatever you're afraid of, take steps in that direction. It's the only way to make the fear go away. Do the thing you fear and the death of fear is certain. If you're afraid that your heart is going to be broken by getting into a relationship, get into one. Realize that you've gotten through the breakups in the past, and if this one breaks up, you'll get through it too, and you'll be a better person as a result. If you're afraid of travel, get out and travel. Well, if only And this is important. I wanted to make sure I was very clear about this today. Only if that is important to you. If there is something that is fearful, that is limiting you, get out and slowly, you don't have to jump out of an airplane. You can just look at a feather. Just begin to notice something and to do something that moves you in the direction of what it is that you fear, and you'll begin to overcome that fear in time. Just give yourself permission to take it slow, okay? Ingeborg Montalbano says, good morning, Will. Thank you for your live talks. A great way to start the day. My pleasure, Ingeborg. So glad to have you here. We are at 8:20 right now. Any questions or comments before we say goodbye? As you are doing that, I'm going to show you our scene for our meditation today. And actually, this is my view. So you're about to hear the music change. You're going to hear the music that was created by our good friend Alex Cordero. And you're about to see the view that I see when I look out into the bay. And I'm actually going to make it a bit more dramatic by taking myself out of it so that you can see just the view. Yep, here we go. Isn't that beautiful? And as you've seen, if you're a member of our complaint-free meditation group, what I've done is asked all of the members to share with us views they've seen from hikes, walks, what they see in the morning, etc. And we've been able to share the views, and everyone in our program has a beautiful view, and I'm sure you do too. If you want to find a way to relax, to overcome the fears in your mind, and to become less anxious, check out complaintfreemeditation.com. That's complaintfreemeditation.com. You get a 30-day free trial. And what we're building there is a community. You're going to see that. These people getting to know each other, care about each other. So, yeah. Thank you, Tammy. Yes, I'm very fortunate to live where I am, to live where I live. And I'm sure you are as well. So, in 9 minutes, complaint-free meditation. I've got a big announcement, like I said, that's coming. Look for it. If you do not receive my daily emails, go to willbowen.com and click on the blog. Or if you just go to willbowen.com, within about 15 seconds, a little thing's going to pop up and ask you if you want to join. Then you'll get emails from me, and you'll know more and more early what exciting things we're doing. So thanks again. Listen, everybody, please click share, click share, click share. Share this with your friends and family, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for our last jump start of the week. Tomorrow we are going to be jump starting suffering. Yeah, suffering. You know, the Buddha said life is suffering, but many great teachers have told us that pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. We're going to unpack all of that tomorrow. Be sure and join us and share today. Thanks, everybody. Love you all, and I will see you tomorrow.